When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, I've got such a dear friend with me, Frank Shelton, Esquire. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Oh, Nikita, honored to be back with you, my friend, and just thank you for your kingdom heart and love to promote the gospel, and even just as important, you love to promote others. So that's something we can all learn from. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you, and it's mutual. I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, as we have developed this friendship and this relationship over the years, you know, you have been as much a blessing to me as you are very encouraging and saying that I have been a blessing to you. And really, in a sense, it's kind of what it's all about, isn't it, Frank? I mean, if Jesus distilled down the commandments, and they were, you know, questioning him, trying to put him on the spot, and he distilled it down to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, you exemplify that, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, someone once said the last five letters of jealousy spell lousy. So I just believe when we promote God and promote others, he smiles, especially when we realize we're on the same team. You know, it's like the Three Musketeers. You know, if they're winning, we're winning. So we just need to cheer each other on.
You know, you and I could tag team on a whole sermon on what you just said about we're on the same team. If you're a pastor out there listening, would you make side note, just note to self on that? We are on the same team. I don't care what your banner says outside, you know, on your church bulletin or your church, you know, polo shirt. We're supposed to be on the same team here and not be battling against one another, but be battling against the enemy of our soul. Well, Frank, tell our listeners a little bit about Frank Shelton. You know, where are you living, and tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, well, we're fifth generation Washingtonians. We're part of the swamp. Can I get an amen?
Oh, I'm praying for you even more now.
Yeah, we're trying to shine a light. But no, you just bloom where you're planted. And all joking aside, we love Washington. You know, this is where God birthed us and called us. This is my home away from home. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. But I was born on Capitol Hill. We're just outside, probably 9 miles from Andrews Air Force Base. You've been here, home of Air Force One. And my dad worked at the U.S. Capitol. My mom worked at the U.S. Capitol. My brother worked at the U.S. Capitol. My uncle worked at the U.S. Capitol. I worked at the U.S. Capitol. I mean, it was an honor to shine a light and walk those marble hallways. And there's some powerful people there. Some are godly, and some are just power politically, and some of them, bless their hearts, are bankrupt spiritually. But we've done our best to show love and reach across the aisle and just model Christ, and we've seen some great things happen. And I was going to go into politics, preach, or protect the president, and I was blessed to pursue all three vocations by my 35th birthday. And it's been the best. I felt like I've lived three different lives. But God has used that. He uses the good, the bad, the ugly. He uses our past, good and bad. And then I just want to remind everyone, if you're a born-again Christian, you are in the ministry. You don't need a pulpit. You don't need a paycheck to feel like you're in the Lord's service. I do believe God had the first marketplace ministry. The real world is out there. And I did a study one time. They tell me the word Jesus, although the whole book is his, the Bible, And the New Testament, he's mentioned approximately 122 times by name in the New Testament, but only 13 times was he mentioned in the synagogue. So the one who had perfect attendance in church, the irony is, I really believe he spent more time out in the real world and than in the church. And that should encourage everybody. There's tax accountants, there's members of Congress, there's plumbers, there's fourth grade teachers, there's wrestlers. We, you know, God has a place for everyone. And wherever he's placed you, our goal is to model him and just be a light. So it's been a wild ride. And but I was back at the Capitol yesterday. So even though I quit my Capitol Hill job by faith in 2007, we still have the honor to go on the Hill and on occasions minister to members of Congress and run into some old staff folks. And I tell people, whether we're in Walmart or the West Wing of the White House, the goal is to just show class and demonstrate Christ. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, just be Jesus with skin on, no matter where you are, Amen. No matter what you're doing. And tell us real quick about your beautiful family.
Yeah, I'm married to Ruth, and she's just a godsend. She's a trophy of grace. She's just as pretty on the inside as she is on the outside. And she's beautiful, but she's bold. She's humble. She's gracious. You know, she has a wonderful radio ministry. She runs three radio stations in Philly, Richmond, and Washington. And blessed to have two kids. And God has been way too good to me. And we're just left the security of a government salary, and we've just been in full-time evangelism as an itinerant speaker. One of my heroes growing up was Dr. Billy Graham. I never thought I'd have the honor to be on staff with his organization for 5 years, and it was great to learn from them. And then I remember well when you and I connected in 2007 on that Praise Fest cruise with the Cause. I thought it would just be an honor to meet you once, and never dreamt that we would have been able to do so much. And it's really humbling when you can go from a fan to a friend. And even better, we've gone from a fan to friend to family. We're brothers of the King, and what a cool thing. And I just want to publicly thank you again for your investment in our life. And yeah, I'm just so proud of you. So just want to thank all your listeners. And I love the way the imprint God has given you in the reach in the 90 different countries, and it's only growing. So to God be the glory, and well done.
Well, and you as well. And of course, we don't want to leave out your amazing son, Andrew, as well. And I know you had a recent father-son road trip with him. We'll let the listeners go over to the Man Up Show and catch more of that powerful story. But and in addition, Frank Shelton Global Ministries, keyword global, because you go around the world and you do such a variety of ministries. I mean, everything from impersonations to I've seen you do some comedy. I've seen you do a lot. Yeah. Revivals, crusades. What's the largest audience you've ever ministered in front of?
Well, in person, 3 years in a row, I had the honor to preach to 120,000 at Nelson Mandela Soccer Stadium in Uganda, Africa. And 25,000 couldn't get in, so they were listening, and they aired it live to 36 million homes. It was almost like the State of the Union address. So conservatively, just three sermons was one-third of a million people. And if I can give someone hope, I got a D in public speaking. And I said, was that for dynamite? And she said, you need a lot of work. But I just believe when you give your best to God, he'll do the rest. And, you know, the anointing comes from not being perfect or well-schooled. It's just tapped into him, and he fills in the hole. So,
just being available, right?
Yeah, the largest crowd I was ever invited to speak in, it would have been 700,000 at one talk. And of all places, it was in communist Nicaragua. And then COVID threw a curve, and it never happened. So I often wonder what if. But, you know, like we shared on the last podcast, you know, in heaven's economy, Nikita, one is still a big number. And, you know, if you can lead one person to Christ, I love that old quote, you know, to the world, you may just be one person, but to that one person, it may change their world, you know. And And there were times I'd have, like you, the privilege to be on a TV show or en route to TBN or Daystar or Fox News, and it never failed. There was always a homeless person I'd run into between going to the studio, and Satan would be teasing me like, you know, you got to hurry up and speak to this crowd. You don't have time for one. And I really believe the Lord put that one there for me to just continue to make sure my motives would stay right. And I'd stop the car and go backwards, and I got 10 bucks in my wallet, and I would, in love, just tell him, God loves you. He has a plan for you. I'm trying to put my money where my mouth was. I wish it was 1,000, but I give you all the 10 in my wallet. Sometimes they came to Christ. Other times I just gave them lunch. But then I'd race to the studio, and when they count down 3, 2, 1, and we go live, I felt like I had more power to speak to the crowds because I didn't neglect the individual on the way to the studio.
Sure, sure.
And yeah. So we got to just keep the main thing, and yep. One's still a big number.
Yep, absolutely it is. You're exactly right. And you know, you have a television ministry, you have a radio ministry. How many homes does all of that reach?
Yeah, well,
roughly.
Where we are now, the numbers that we've heard, we're on DirecTV and Dish 4 times every Monday. And that's 65 million homes in the U.S. and counting 4 continents on 7 different networks. We're in the U.S., the U.K., Africa, and Pakistan twice on Friday. They tell me it's 315 million homes. And, you know, that's potential viewing audience, average 3 to 4.
Yep.
But with 7 billion on the planet, we're thankful for that. But in the words of Smokey and the Bandit, we have a long ways to go and a short time to get there. But it is encouraging that during the lockdown, you know, I've always been in the Lord's army, gave my life to Christ at 7. But during the crisis, he said, Frank, you're in my army, but I need you in the Air Force. And this is where you and your team can relate. You know, it's something about taking the airwaves back for God's glory. So whether it's a podcast or radio, television, newsprint, Facebook Live. You know, Billy Graham used every media means possible to share the greatest message of all time. And we shouldn't apologize for that, nor should we take it for granted. And there's a world waiting and listening, and they're going to listen to whoever's behind the mic. And when we get behind it, we can preach the truth.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. And people can go to frankshelton.com and get all the information, find out more about the TV show, radio show, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
No, is that where they can go? Frankshelton.com?
Yeah, that's it. Frankshelton.com. And we're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. But and we just added 235 free podcasts and sermons and television interviews. So they'll keep you busy. But but if I could flip the term, as you've been so good, I'd love to hit you with a couple questions.
Well, we're headed there right now. So I just want to make sure people knew how to connect. Maybe a pastor wanted to bring you into their community and have you impact their community. I want to make sure they knew how to get a hold of you. FrankShelton.com, and go check it out. Check out the TV show, the radio show.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, the Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world. You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his 2 CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
But yeah, turnabout's fair play. So go ahead, fire away with your first question, Frank.
Well, so let me ask you, I know the story and it's amazing. There was a little bit of football one time with the Dream, and you were an amazing athlete, and the fractured bones and, you know, perseverance. And then wrestling was kind of a surprise, but you were a natural at it and you went to the top. Did you ever think about making a career as a boxer?
No, it's a short answer. That is absolutely not. I saw Ravishing Rick Rude punch the lights out of a starting goalie for Edina High School after the game, post game one time. And which some people don't know, Ravishing Rick Rude's dad was a Golden Gloves, like a legit Golden Gloves boxer. And Rick, he may have done some boxing. I know he did some professional arm wrestling, in addition to just the professional wrestling itself. But no, and like I watch that stuff today, that MMA stuff and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, there is no way they couldn't have paid me enough to get in a ring and pummel somebody's head. Me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boxing, there's still definitely some, you know, a lot of respect for that, but man, it's going too much pulverizing.
For real. Well, like I will say this. Let me just throw this in there. So growing up as a kid, looking at different athletes, you know, that you kind of respected and looked up to, okay? So for the record, you know, in football, there was a couple guys, a guy by the name of Russ Francis, played tight end for the New England Patriots. Dave Casper, tight end for the Oakland Raiders, the bad boys of the NFL back in their day. I kind of identified with that. Not that there's a rebel streak in me, but that's another story for another time. And then a guy for the Green Bay Packers, Paul Kaufman, who was more my size than Francis or Casper. But all that said, Muhammad Ali, man, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, because I am the greatest of Muhammad Ali, right? His charisma and how he just would put phrases together, which you're good at that. You're good with one-liners and all that kind of stuff as well. So I did admire, you know, Ali and Frazier and Foreman and all the guys. Although that didn't inspire me to want to become a boxer, Frank, but I did admire all of their skills in a boxing ring. So,
well, anything you put your mind to, you would have went to the top. You know, I think if Schwarzenegger ran for governor, I mean, there's a lot he couldn't do. I mean, or not much he couldn't do. But the difference is, I'm so thankful for the God factor in you. I think I know how you would answer this. But for those who are listening and know a lot about you, but maybe didn't even know this fact, this is someone that's always really thrilled me, is your audition when you went out for Rocky IV, you almost became Ivan Drago. Would you like to share some more about that? And had you got that role, do you think it would have made you or broken you as a person?
Great question. And something you and I have in common, because I know you met Sly Stallone at age 12, 13, 14?
Yeah, exactly. I was 13 the first time, and then I was an extra in Rocky Balboa 20 years later. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you had met Stallone at a young age, and as a fan of Rocky, I know you're a huge fan of the Rocky movies. So all that to say, and I've shared this a number of times as this has kind of come up in discussion, or the Lord's led me down this path of conversation. And that is to say, I feel confident to say, if I had landed the role in Rocky IV as Ivan Drago, that I don't even know that you and I would be friends, that I would have the Man Up podcast or the Q&A with Koloff or Koloff for Christ Ministries or any of that. Knowing what I know about Hollywood and how it can suck you in. And you made a statement and said, anything you put your mind to, you're going to go to the top. You know what? I would have done, I'm an all-in kind of guy. I would have done that same thing in Hollywood and feel pretty confident to say it would have taken me in a completely different direction. And I feel confident to say the enemy would have sucked me into that world. And I may never have seen the foot of the cross, or at least seen the foot of the cross when I did, and spent the last 30 years doing what I do now, which is spreading the good news, the and the gospel. And when I look at Dolph Lundgren, who landed that role, and I look at all the movies he's made, and even the later ones with Schwarzenegger, you mentioned Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura and all these guys that those are the Invincibles or what?
Expendables.
Expendables. Okay. All right. I was close. The Expendables. I mean, hey, folks, listen, when you see the Expendables movies and you see Lundgren in there, that could have been the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, that's amazing. And that's a sermon in itself. You know, I love the Garth Brooks song, Unanswered Prayers. I mean, some of our greatest blessings may be the thing we miss. You know what I mean?
And let me say this, too. Let me just throw this as part of the answer, too. Just tag this on real quick. So I call it defining moments. Defining moments, and certainly in all of our lives. I know you can, Frank, I can, any of us, any of those listening right now can look at our lives, look back at our lives, and there are pivotal moments in our lives, and some more positive, and unfortunately some more negative, things that happen in our life that defines who we are presently, and certainly that was a pivotal moment in my life. I'm grateful, honored to have screen test and been one of the top three, really one of the top two. Really kind of came down between Dolph Lundgren and myself. And I'm thankful I didn't land the role, honestly. I mean, it would have been a great honor, certainly, to be in Rocky IV and all the stardom and all that comes with that. But more thankful that the Lord had a different plan for my life. That defining moment took me in a different direction. Took me to the foot of the cross. Great question. Thank you for asking that.
Amen. Well, if I can ask you one more, you're still in phenomenal shape now, and people out there listening, trying to do it right and eat clean. What does a cheat day look like for you during the week when you can let it loose?
Well, first of all, just to clarify, I appreciate the word phenomenal. I might not personally use that word.
No, the word's out there. They're still using the word phenomenal.
I don't know that I'm in phenomenal shape. Now, I'd like to say I'm in pretty good shape for my age compared to others my age. How about, let me just say that, okay? And let me clarify, too, for the record, Frank, I don't call it a cheat day. That has a negative overtone. It is a treat day.
A treat day.
So
we'll paint the picture.
Well, there you go. Well, when I let my hair down and just have some fun, I might hit a DQ. I might hit a Dairy Queen and pick up
a Blizzard.
My all-time favorite, a Blizzard.
Snickers?
No, I'm not the kid. That's Luger. Lex is the candy guy. He likes the Snickers or the Butterfinger and all the.
I've seen him do it.
I'm more the like strawberry cheesecake kind of guy.
Okay.
Although I will do the Blizzard of the Month sometimes if it catches my eye and appeals to me. And on that note, I am a cheesecake connoisseurs. So for those of you listening out there, ever want to buy me a cheesecake and mail it to Starlight Drive in Fort Mill, South Carolina, feel free to go ahead and do that. Just kidding. Kind of. I'm on sugar overload when I walk into the Cheesecake Factory, right? I'm like too many choices to choose from. And I'm going to put a plug, you know what? I'm going to put a plug in for Buc-ee's right now. I made my first stop at Buc-ee's. Oh my gosh, that place is like you could get lost in there, and their fudge factory was like over the top. I bought one of the variety boxes with like a dozen different samples, and have spent about a week just nibbling on those, treat day.
And so, they were just voted the cleanest bathrooms in America.
Unbelievable. And I don't know if they're all the way across America. But anyway, and then I may have an occasional pizza pie every now and then. Or I might do a burgers and fries, maybe a little Italian pasta, you know. So I don't go crazy and overboard with it, Frank. But on my treat day, like Lex Luger, we do have fun.
Well, I got one more for you. And by the way,
thanks for the privilege to be back on. I am going to send you a $25 gift card for a Cheesecake Factory. So when you're ready to go sit down, I would send 50, but I don't want to tempt you. So we're going to stay with 25. But if I know there's seasons and there's so many, but if you could hang your hat on one Bible verse as we close today, what's the one verse that's been ministering to you the most as of late?
Colossians 1:10. And it's become a life. It wasn't my original life verse, but it's become a life verse for me personally. And I'll go ahead and share. Like sometimes, you know, I sign my name. I sign Colossians 1:10, and some know what it is, some don't. You know, and for the ones who do, they go like I was at an autograph signing recently in Hickory, North Carolina, as well as my old stomping grounds of St. Paul, Minnesota. And some will ask, oh, well, what is that scripture? I'm going, I'm not going to tell you. You got to go look it up. If you really want to know what it is, go look it up, right? Maybe the first time they open their Bible in a long time. I don't know. Anyway, Colossians 1:10. But for the listening audience, I'm just going to leave you hanging like a good wrestling show. No, I'm kidding. I'll go ahead and share. I'll go ahead and share. So it's got four components to it, four parts to it that really kind of narrow things down. And it says this. It says, I hope today, like, and I pray this from time to time too when I start my day. Lord, I hope today, I'm just going to declare Colossians 1:10 over my life. I hope today that I can represent, in essence, I'm paraphrasing all this, but in essence, I hope I can represent you well, that I can honor you today, live a life that's worthy of you today. Since I claim your name, that when I go out in public and I meet people, that they can encounter and experience you, not me. So live a life that's worthy and honors you, essentially, is part one. Part two is that I can please you in every way, not just some ways, but through my thoughts, through my words, through my actions. I can please you, Lord. I don't care about pleasing man. I only care about pleasing you. Third part of that is that I can grow in the knowledge of God. So every single day, I've got to be intentional to be in my Bible, reading the Word, listening to the Word on an app, listening to worship, cleansing my mind, cleansing my heart, and just pursuing that path. And the last but not least is to grow in the knowledge of God. And then my mind just went blank on part number. You know what? I'm going to leave it right there. If you want to know part number four, you're going to have to go look up Colossians 1:10. So Frank Shelton, frankshelton.com, Frank Shelton Global Ministries. Hey, go check him out. I assure you, you will not be disappointed. Frank, thanks for being on Q&A with Koloff.
Man, I love you, brother. You're the best. And thank you for everything. And have a great day.
All right. God bless you. And all those listening out there, thank you once again for tuning in. And just have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.